Welcome to the O Woman Podcast, where we discuss, oh, so many things related to women's sexuality, bodies, thoughts, and lives. We'll talk about everything from our relationships, to our orgasms, to our children and our ovaries. And we'll share outstanding experiences and ordinary ones. I'm Emma, and a big, open welcome to you. Welcome to the show today. This is episode 32. Doing it by hand, hand jobs, and sex. So I wanted to spend some time today talking about using your hands during sex, or using your hands as your sex for that day, and why hand jobs are so fantastic for both men and women. So first of all, I love intercourse sex the most. That's the thing that I like the best, and that's how I have the most orgasms. I've only actually ever had one orgasm through a hand job, and it took a very long time. but that's because I know my body, and I know that my body is wired differently than some of my friends' bodies, for example. My clitoris is a lot smaller than my other friends' clitorises. We've compared and discussed. And I believe I just have more of my nerve endings, more internal, as opposed to kind of out in my clitoris. I have more of them kind of stretching through my labia area, and then more internally in what is quote-unquote the G-spot, which some people have debated exists. I personally know that it does exist because, well, I have something. If it's not a G-spot, then what is it? That's what the G-spot's supposed to be, I suppose. The zone where everything feels really fantastic. So, anyway, so I've only ever had one orgasm via just a hand job. But that doesn't mean that hand jobs aren't a really fantastic, fun, sexy, intimate way to spend your sexual evening. Now, of course, men like them too. Now, if you have a male partner, as opposed to a female partner, he's going to love a hand job. In every experience I've ever heard of, or experienced myself, or anything, I have yet to meet a man that dislikes a hand job. And I have yet to meet a woman who dislikes being touched and caressed in her genital region, whether or not she might have an orgasm from this situation or not. For example, I really love foreplay, where Jason and I touch each other's penises and vaginas for, you know, extended period of time before we ever, you know, start to have sex. So the thing about a hand job too is it can be the height of your sexual experience for the night, or it can just be some foreplay. Now, one of the really great things about using your hands for foreplay or for having sex is, this is probably one of the most fantastic things about it to me, is that you get to know your partner in a really different way. And your partner gets to know you in a really different way. So, because the nature of a hand job is such a focused event, there's generally one person is a lot more sexually excited and involved, and the other person is more of the caretaker of that person sexually, and the person who is making sure that they're able to have their orgasm. It's less of a two people in the equal throes of passion kind of a situation like intercourse can be, or oral sex can be. So that's one really cool thing about hand jobs. So this is why I really enjoy them. And I don't actually participate in them as much as I really should, because once I've done it, I'm like, that was fun. I really had a fun time. I just don't think of it as much. So the really great thing about getting to know your partner more is because you're not quite as in the zone sexually. So you're a little more clear-headed, and you're able to see and experience things in a way that you haven't before. Because when you're seeing and experiencing things through a completely turned on sexual lens, it makes things appear to be different. And you're usually in your own head a lot more. But when you're giving your partner a hand job, you're not in your own head as much. You're in a zone, of course. Sorry for the crashing in the background. I'm driving in the car and things are moving around as I turn. You're more focused on them and what they're experiencing, and on just watching them, which is a really great connecting experience, even though the other person might not know how much you're observing them at the time, or how connected you might be feeling to them at the time. So I really love being able to actually focus in on the noises that Jason makes, because you don't really think of that so much when you're also making noises or when you're in the middle of your, you know, potential orgasm coming up. You're thinking of that. But it's really fun to focus on the noises. What I like to do is I like to try to do things to make him make more noises, because he's not generally a noisy person. So it's really fun to just see, you know, what he likes better, because you get a chance in this case to think more about the other person. I also really love to watch his face. So, and I get to be closer to his face too. I guess not necessarily closer, but like I said before, more focused on his face and the facial expressions that he makes. And so I can focus more on kissing him on the face or touching him on the face too, which sometimes can get overlooked, during intercourse, you know, just depending on how you generally have sex. It depends. Sometimes it depends on the size of you and your partner. One of my friends is very short and her husband is very tall. And so during intercourse, their faces are not going to be quite that close. So doing a hand job instead, could put their faces closer, and give each other a chance to look at each other better instead of being, you know, not as lined up, you know, with their faces and things like that as they could be. And when you get to focus on someone who's really turned on, making noises and making faces, and you're watching them and trying to succeed and making their experience really great, they're really open. They're really exposed to you. So you get to experience them in a really raw way, which is hindered sometimes by you being distracted. So you get to actually listen to them and see them in a really raw animal way that you don't usually in everyday life when you're just interacting. And you don't usually when you're having intercourse, because you can't step out of your own mind to look at them for the way they are in the moment. Another awesome thing that I found about giving hand jobs is that if I'm not really in the mood to have sex, like I am a little bit, but I'm not really in the mood to have sex, because you know what I'm talking about when I say that you're like interested in having sex, but like your vagina just isn't interested. So your brain is like, well, I could do that. That would be fun. But your body is just like, don't touch me. So if you're in that mood, you can start by doing something like this. Now, I, in this case, would not want to start with him touching me, because my body still just isn't prepared. It isn't warmed up. This happens a lot of the time, too, in the morning for me. My body is just like, I veto all touching of all sorts. Do not touch me. So morning sex for me is not a good thing. But if you're interested in doing it, this is a good way to warm yourself up, because I found that, to my surprise, I generally get really turned on while using my hands to make Jason feel good. Because you can feel different muscles of his body moving. You can feel different, you know, movements of his penis as he feels things, you know, little jerks, little things like that. And that's really fun, just to feel how sensitive the other person is to you, and how much they can really feel what you're doing to them and how much it matters. So I generally become really, my body really cuts on to wanting to have sex after a situation like that. And then if it doesn't, never fear, you just go ahead and, you know, bring him to his orgasm with the hand job. So you don't have to think about, if, you know, saying, no, I don't actually want to have intercourse sex, I don't feel like it, you know, that it's not as much of an issue anymore. Because you didn't, you know, start sex and then stop it halfway through, because that's frustrating for anybody, men and women. So it's a really great way to get warmed up sexually, to get yourself warmed up, to get him warmed up, or just to give him a special, you know, treat that you don't feel like your body doesn't want to have sex. So, you know, giving him a hand job and letting him have an orgasm while you get to watch him and appreciate him and be around him, is a really fun task. It serves a couple purposes. It serves to let you get closer to the person and actually look at them and experience them. And it also serves the purpose of giving your partner an orgasm, whether they're male or female, you know, focusing on them first, which is, of course, something they're going to appreciate, because they recognize that it was mostly about them. And whether they express thank you sentiments right at that moment, there's still going to be a sense of gratefulness and of feeling connected, because they're still going to have all of those awesome hormones flooding through their body right after they had an orgasm. So they're still going to feel really connected and linked to you. So you're going to get to snuggle afterwards. So you don't actually have to get messy. So here's another thing related to that too, is sometimes I just do not want to get messy, because we don't use condoms or anything like that. We just use hormonal birth control. And usually I don't mind getting messy. Usually messy is like my place to be. I'm into messy. But sometimes, like in the morning or just after you showered, you're like, no. See, for me, I'm like, I prefer to have sex before I shower and then shower sometime later that day. Then like the first time I've showered in a while and I like just wash my hair and I feel nice and clean. And then you're like, man, I'm going to get all gooey again and I got to like clean up. Ugh. So sometimes you don't want to get messy. And hand jobs is just the best thing if when you don't want to get messy. Now, your hand is still going to get messy, keep in mind. But you can wash your hand. It's not a big problem. And you keep an eye out on the sheets, because depending on the person you're with, they could explode in all sorts of directions and all sorts of distances. And you know your partner best. You know how that works. My tactic is to, when I know that he starts to have an orgasm, is to kind of cup my hand over the tip of his penis so that it doesn't go splashing everywhere. So then it gets a lot, it gets on my hand a whole bunch, and it gets on him, which doesn't matter to him or I. So that's the thing, is it makes sure that it doesn't get you all that messy. Now, because the thing about having intercourse sex is, you get, you know, gooey and messy in the moment, but then you have to go and you have to sit on the toilet sometimes and finish leaking, or you have to wipe up. Like I said in a previous podcast, I've mentioned how we use crotch rags. We like use rags to kind of wipe ourselves off and stuff like that. So you don't have to worry about that. All you have to do is go to the bathroom, you know, one time, wash up, I'll fetch him a crotch rag. And then you're done. You don't have to sit on the toilet and leak. You don't have to worry about working up a pee so that you can pee after you have sex, which is always healthy. I've mentioned this before. And then you can just get to snuggling. Another great thing about using your hands for sex or for sexual foreplay is the foreplay portion of this. So, like I said before, if your partner touches you, especially starting gently, you know, or whatever, with their hands, it's a lot easier to warm up and be interested in having sex than without any foreplay at all. And which leads me to really one of my very favorite types of foreplay that Jason and I engage in, which is the really lazy foreplay, which kind of goes in this section to me a little bit, because sometimes you don't feel like actually having sex. You're kind of like, oh, I don't want to. I'll just do a hand job instead. And same thing kind of with the foreplay thing. You're feeling kind of like, I don't actually have the energy. Neither of us do. We want to have sex, but neither of us have the energy to like get up and move around and like be really sexy. We just don't feel like turning each other on. We don't have the energy to put out there today, but we're still both interested in having sex. So we'll take it slow and we'll start off in the most lazy position possible, which is both of us laying on our backs, like right next to each other. And we'll have our arms crossed over each other, over each other's arms. And my hand will be on his crotch and his hand will be on my crotch. And that is the perfect beginning to foreplay for me, because it allows you to totally rest, because sometimes foreplay positions are difficult, just like intercourse positions are hard to like hold up, and they're hard to keep it together. And then you're like, man, I'm so tired from the foreplay and it didn't quite do as much as I wanted that I don't even really want to have sex anymore. So this is the best, laziest foreplay beginning ever for that reason. So you're laying on your back, so you're able to rest and relax while you're touching each other, and you're able to take as much time as you want because you're in an easy position. So sometimes Jason and I will do this for 20, 30 minutes, just laying on our backs, going in and out of sleep, honestly. Touching each other, moving each other's skin around, different things like that. And then at some point, one of us will get a little bit more intense and we'll get turned on enough to be like, okay, now we're interested in having sex. But this position allows us to get turned on enough that we don't actually have to do sexual acrobatics, which, let's face it, not everybody wants to do all the time. But it also allows me to be as turned on as he is, which is a really important thing. Women, you know what I'm talking about, where if you have a male partner, your male partner is way more interested in having sex really a lot faster than you are, and you're like, okay, well, great. Now I'm just kind of gonna, how do we figure this out? Because you're really turned on now, and I'm not in that same, like, oh yeah, hot, sexy zone as you. My body's still cool and not warmed up, and now I have to act all hot and sexy. I don't want to do that. So this is a really good way to actually get to that zone, and to just give your body the chance to see if you're going to get to that zone, honestly. Like, am I going to be turned on enough today? Because I have certain days where I am just like, my body is just not having it. It's just not happening. And it's my brain, too. It's all aspects of me. I'm just not interested. But it gives you the chance to slowly warm up, and then once you're warmed up, once he's warmed up, and you realize, okay, I'm not really interested in, like, having sex, maybe you're interested in having him touch you some more. Maybe you're interested in touching him, giving him a hand job, or maybe you're interested in him giving you a hand job. So it just leads, there's a lot of options that come from this fantastically lazy type of foreplay that Jason and I have discovered. I'm sure we're not the first people ever to discover it, but we've discovered it with ourselves and realized this should be in a book somewhere because it is really fantastically easy and also satisfying at the same time. Now, thinking about having sex using just your hands from the female perspective, from the woman's perspective, is something I want to talk about too, of course. Now, I mentioned, like, I don't have that much experience having orgasms from this because I've only ever had one from this situation. I've spoken to friends before who have orgasms primarily in this way, but I've only ever had one that way. And it was the very early stages of Jason and I dating, and it took so long, and we talked about it afterwards, and Jason thought, he was like, I was pushing on you so hard, I thought I was gonna, like, break you, because I needed so much pressure. And that's the thing, that's the way I am with my clitoris. My clitoris, like I said, I don't believe I have as many nerve endings in my clitoris, I think more of mine are inside of me, and so it is, I have to have some intense activity for that to work at all. So, I can have any sort of touching, light, you know, heavy, whatever, and be turned on, but it doesn't lead to orgasm almost always. So, but it's very different with most women that I talk to. That's a way that they really appreciate being sexually touched and things like that, and they generally can get to where they can have orgasms from it. One of my good friends can have, you know, 4 or 5 orgasms kind of in one night. It's usually her partner is touching her and she's touching herself too at the same time. But generally she can just have a bunch of them in a row, from that kind of touching. So the other awesome way that just on the flip side, the way I was talking about you getting to know your partner, more, it's nice because you are the center of attention. I was going to say finally the center of attention, but in many cases, I'm the center of attention in Jason and I's relationship sexually, which I really appreciate. and then, you know, he is too. But I feel like generally he focuses more on me than he focuses on himself, which I think is something that's really good that you can say about your partner. Where that's really a really, really fantastic thing that you can think about at the end of the day and say, my partner focuses more on me than themselves. And that gives them as much pleasure as being focused on. That's really awesome. That's a really great thing. But it gives you the chance for your partner to just know you, to just look at you and experience you. You're not concerned about touching them back equally and making sure that they are feeling pleasure, because you just get to be concerned about yourself and get in your own head and think about yourself, and also appreciate them watching you, which can be a really sexy thing to think about them watching you while they're touching you. Another awesome thing about getting a hand job from your partner as a woman is because they're not on top of you or underneath you or anything like that. They're usually next to you. I guess they could be on top of you or underneath you. Usually next to you, there's a lot of movement space for them to move their head different places so they can kiss you in all sorts of different places that it's really hard to maneuver during an intercourse situation because they're kind of connected to you in one spot. But if their hand is what's touching you, there's a lot of mobility there. There's a lot of ability to move and touch you in different places. And this is a really good time for you to kind of in advance or in the moment, depending on if you talked about, you know, request the things that you really want and really like. because it's all about you at this point. So you can say, oh, I like that. Oh, touch this. Oh, do this. So this is a really good time because it's not taking him out of his focus. And it's easier for him to process your request in that situation. Because I've been in sexual situations before where you request something when you're both having intercourse. And they misunderstand and they just start to do something really kind of not what you expected. And you're like, whoa, that does not feel good. Stop doing that. But when they're honed in on your energy level and your feelings, it's easier to get them to focus and listen and process what you're saying and think about, hey, what would work in this situation based on what she told me she likes? So that's one thing that's really awesome. And then same thing again is it's not messy. So there's going to be no orgasm, male orgasm, from this one that brings a bunch of sperm into the world. I mean, there could be. If he is really into you sexually, maybe he'll have an orgasm just on his own. But, for example, if he already had one, or that's not the thing you're doing today, if you're focusing on you, there's going to be no sperm cleanup, no semen cleanup, which is a fantastic thing if you're interested in not getting dirty for the day. There's just going to be some of your own juices. And it also gives you the chance to see what your body naturally does with lubrication. Because during intercourse, it's so hard to tell which is you, which is him, mixed together, etc. So in this case, you actually get some insight on how much your body naturally lubricates by itself without any extra stuff, which can be a really good thing to know, to think about, you know, are you hydrated enough? And also just be a good thing to know, to think about what your baseline lubrication is so that you're aware in the future, like if you might need to use lubrication for certain situations or things like that. So this was my little spiel about doing it by hand. And then coming up on an episode sometime in the future, we're going to talk about doing it by hand, you know, with yourself. So masturbating by hand, which can be difficult, but it's a really great way to learn what your body needs. So thanks for listening again today to the O Woman Podcast. As always, I love talking to you guys. Please remember to subscribe on iTunes and, you know, give us the stars. You know, I can't describe it properly. Jason keeps laughing at me because I keep saying rank us on iTunes, which I guess makes no sense. I don't understand iTunes that well. So rate us or whatever it would be where you click on stars and say if the podcast is worth listening to. So iTunes knows that we're a real thing. And it can actually put a woman podcast out there a little bit more. So please be sure to do that. And as always, like us on Facebook, it's O Woman Podcast on Facebook. No exclamation point though. And owomanpodcast.com is the website. You can get all the episodes that you might have missed, episode 1 through episode 31. And please email me, emma@owomanpodcast.com for questions, comments, ideas for an upcoming show. And as I've said, I've kind of teased you multiple times about doing some giveaways. I'll give you like a little introduction to the giveaways. We don't have all the details ironed out because my manager, Jason, is helping me figure out how to do this for the first time. And so I'll just give you a little brief overview and explain later on this week more about it. So what it's going to be is it's going to be a little competition going on until the end of this year. So for the next two and a half, three weeks, so until New Year's Day, 2015, and the contest, I guess not really a competition, well, yeah, it is, the contest, it's going to have to do with if you sign up to be on our email list and also tell a friend to listen to one of our podcasts, tell a friend about us, send them a podcast, explain it to them. Actually explain it a little bit. You know, don't just say, oh, I heard about this podcast. Bloop. You know, and this is going to be on your honor. I'm going to believe you so that if you can say, okay, I signed up for the email list and I told a friend. Now I'm going to know if you signed up for the email list. So that's one way I can, you know, just check. But I'm going to have to trust you because I do in saying that you told a friend about it. And so that's going to be your entrance, your entry, you know, into the contest. So when you sign up for the email list, I'm gonna, or I haven't decided yet about this. Either I'm gonna email you and say hi. You know, if you've told a friend, email back. You know, or maybe I'm just gonna ask you to just directly email me, emma@owenpodcast.com, saying that you signed up for the email list, which I can check and see, and you also told a friend about us, so that you are then entered into the contest. And the contest is gonna be, there's gonna be a couple giveaways for a couple different things. I have a couple really cool ideas, things that I have mentioned on the show that I would like to give away, things that I really endorse and really excited about. But that's the idea right now, and the winner will be announced on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day. I don't know which yet. So that's kind of the idea. That's what's going on with the contest, the giveaway. I'm sorry, it's such in its infant stages. I don't really know how to do this sort of thing. So Jason's going to help me out, and I'll get with you more in the future and let you know more about what it is. But in the meantime, I love talking with you guys as always. Thanks for listening, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Okay, bye.